Each one of Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the apostle of our teacher, Paul, to the Hebrews. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessings from blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and to minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you." And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. The grace of God the Father be with all you. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the Epistle of our teacher, St. Jude. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts. And they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there will be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction. But others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Yeah. القدس نعمل أبانا رأس الأوتار مشمولية مع روح القدس بركة تكون معنا أمين. ولكن ملاك الرب في الليل فتح أبواب السجن وأخرجهم وقال اذهبوا قفوا وكلموا الشعب في الهيكل بجميع كلام هذه الحياة. فلما سمعوا دخلوا الهيكل نحو الصبح وجعلوا يعلمون. ثم جاء رئيس الكهنة والذين معه وضعوا المجمع وكل مشايخ بني إسرائيل فأرسلوا إلى الحبس ليؤتى بهم. ولكن الخدام لما جاءوا لم يجدوهم في السجن فرجعوا وأخبروا قائلين إننا وجدنا الحبس مغلقا بكل حرس والحراس واقفين خارجا أمام الأبواب ولكن لما فتحنا لم نجد في الداخل أحدا. فلما سمع الكاهن وقائد جند الهيكل ورؤساء الكهنة هذه الأقوال ارتابوا من جهتهم ما عسى أن يصير هذا. ثم جاء واحد وأخبرهم قائلا هوذا الرجال الذين وضعتموهم في السجن هم في الهيكل واقفين يعلمون الشعب. حينئذ مضى قائد الجند مع الخدام فأحضرهم لا بعنف لأنهم كانوا يخافون الشعب لألا يرجموا. فلما أحضروهم أوقفوهم في المجمع فسألهم رئيس الكهنة أما أوصيناكم وصية أن لا تعلموا بهذا الاسم وها أنتم قد ملأتم أورشليم بتعليمكم وتريدون أن تجلبوا علينا دم هذا الإنسان. فأجاب بطرس والرسل ينبغي أن يطاع الله أكثر من الناس لم تزل كلمة رب تنمو وتزداد وتعتاد تثبت في هذه البيعة وكل بيعة من الله بالدم.
Blessed month of Chatur. May God in beginning in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sin and the good are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 41 of the martyrs, the 318th father assembling in the city of Nicaea in Asia Minor, this council was convened during the reign of Emperor Constantine. They agreed to judge Arius, who was the priest from Alexandria. Arius held blasphemy against the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, by saying that he was not equal in essence to God, his father, and there was a time when the Son did not exist. When the council convened, the father sat at the chairs prepared for them. Among them was Pope Alexandrus, the 19th Pope of Alexandria, accompanied by his disciple, the learned deacon Athanasius. The righteous emperor Constantine came and greeted them. Then he placed his royal scepter, his sword, and his seal before them, saying, behold, this day you have the power of the priesthood and the kingdom to loosen and to bind, as the Lord said, and whosoever you wish to exile or excommunicate, that will also be in your authority. The emperor then sat and in his designated place. The Holy Spirit enlightened the minds of those present, and they were counted and were found to be 319, but when they counted the visible chairs, they counted 318. This fulfilled the saying of the Lord Christ, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Those who were assembled were confident that God was in their midst. Arius came before them, and the father debated with him extensively about his belief and tried to convince him with the true faith. He did not change his erroneous opinion and remained steadfast in his conviction. They excommunicated him and all those who shared his opinion and belief. They put down the Nicene Creed, from truly we believe in one God, until whose kingdom shall have no end. They forbade adding to or taking away from the creed and commanded all the believers, priests, laity, old and young men and women, to recite it during the Holy Liturgy and in all other prayers. They put down also other regulatory canons for the church and then departed in peace to their parishes. The prayer of these saintly bishops be with us all. Amen. And also on this day of the year 400 of the martyrs, Holy Father Abba Isaac, the 41st Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the city of Elborollos on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. His parents were devout Christians and wealthy when they took him to be baptized. The Bishop of Elborollos, who was baptizing him, saw a cross of light over his head. The bishop prophesied concerning him, saying, the church of God will be entrusted to him. Then he told his parents, take care of him, for he is a chosen vessel of God.
His parents taught him the church subjects and raised him up with a Christian upbringing. When he grew, he read the biographies of saints, and his heart inclined to the monastic life. He went to the monastery of St. Macarius. He became a disciple to a holy old monk called Zacharias, who also saw a cross of light over Isaac's head. When he saw him, so he received him with joy. Pope John Leander III, the 40th Pope, asked for a monk to be his scribe and private secretary. The people who were present recommended Father Isaac. He brought him to the patriarchal place, and the Pope was well pleased with his knowledge and zeal. When the departure of Pope John III drew near, he asked the Lord Christ to let it be known to him who would be his successor. The Lord told him in a vision that his disciple Isaac would sit on the throne after him. The Pope informed the people concerning the divine revelation and commanded them to do well by him. Pope Ioannis III departed in the year 689 AD, and his saint was enthroned on the apostolic throne on the 8th of October, year 406 of the martyrs. He enlightened the church with his teachings. He restored many churches, especially the church of St. Mark the Evangelist in Alexandria, the patriarchal place attached to it. This pope suffered many tribulations during his papacy. He sat upon the throne for 3 years and then departed in peace. The blessing of this prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
الذي خاتم تلاميذ القديسين ونصر المكارمين قائلا إن أنبياء وأبرار كثيرين اشتغلوا أن يروا ما أنتم ترون لم يروا وأن يسمعوا ما أنتم تسمعون وتوبى لعيونكم لأنها تبصر لأذانكم لأنها تسمع May we be worthy to be and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord,
to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the love of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Amen.
Från i vem sjönsen igår kin i flug i sunnekt och kata lukarna geo men se ona geo evangeo to eran oss man
وانصتوا لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا القديس ماري متى الإنجيل البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته
Open Satir, open Urochiri, so there is so Sipshiri, MF Nuti et Anch Pia Unaf Shaene, on the same day Jesus went out to dance and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him. So that he got into a boat and said, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. Earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded the crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ear to hear, let him hear.
والملك بركاته علينا آمين تشبع جميع شجر الحقل وأرز لبنان الذي غرسته الذي يرسل العيون في الأودية وفي وسط الجبال تعبر المياه باسم الرب إله القوات ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم اليوم خرج يسوع من البيت وجلس عند البحر فاجتمع إليه جموع كثيرة حتى إنه دخل السفينة وجلس والجمع كله وقف على الشاطئ فكلمهم كثيرا بأمثال قائلا هو ذا الزارع قد خرج ليزرع وفيما هو يزرع سقط بعض على الطريق فجاءت الطيور وأكلته وسقط آخر على الأماكن المحجرة حيث لم تكن له تربة كثيرة فنبت حالا إذ لم يكن له عمق أرض ولكن لما أشرقت الشمس احترقا وإذ لم يكن له أصل جفا وسقط آخر على الشوك فطلع الشوك وخنقه وسقط آخر على الأرض الجيدة فأعطى ثمرا بعض 200 وآخر 60 وآخر 30 من له أذنان للسمع فليسمع